Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Thompson. It is 7:40 a.m. Been listening to some news, checking out some audio booms, and I came across Fireman Rich. That's F-I-R-E-M-A-N-R-I-C-H, Fireman Rich on audio boom. Give him a follow. Check him out. Good stuff. Good stuff. And today he's talking about where'd everybody go? Where are all the booms and stuff? And I've noticed the numbers have been trickling down quite a bit. And, I'm going with it. And it's interesting. Is it the exhaustion over Audio Mo? Is it the exhaustion of the 4th of July, the holiday, the gatherings, all the commotion and people traveling and stuff? I think that has to do a lot with it, too. Is it just people just tired of, you know, other things? I don't know. Are there other platforms out there that people have migrated to that are, you know, content with all their content, you know, and everything? So I have to look at it in a way that Audio Boom, as Rich puts it, the app formerly known as Audio Boom, that our app, Audio Boom, has become kind of two apps in one. One is the community that most of us use. We kind of go into the front door and then quickly take a left and go into the back room and play with, our follow list, our messages, our see who's posting and stuff. While on the front door and the window screens of the store, we find, you know, you can go to your stations and all that if you choose. You know, it's kind of interesting, though. I've noticed if I hit play, it will play my followed stuff, and I don't get the, you know, the random stuff anymore. It seems like it has picked up a bit of, my followed list. So that's kind of nice, if that's the way you want to listen to it. So one thing that I've noticed is, like, on Periscope, when Paul Imani does his post or someone else does posts. I follow some people that, and some people do Periscopes 3, 4, 5 times a day. And if you have, you know, 5 or 6 people that do that, that's 30. So I got used to hearing the Periscope sound, and, you know, I used to go to each one thinking, this is really great, this is really great. Well, now I've shut off the notifications. Now I go and listen to them on the replay because I'm busy doing stuff. People are busy, and you know, I just can't respond every time, especially it doesn't sync up with my time because Paul, I believe, is 5 or 6 hours difference than different time zone, you know, than I am. So I usually wake up, he's already got 2 under his belt, you know, published. And so I miss those. And when he's doing lunch, I'm waking up. When he's doing his after dinner poetry reading, I get, I'm finishing lunch, something like that. So it's interesting time period structure, but it works all the way across the network. And speaking of working across networks, Fireman Rich. Rich is using his LG Ultra 2, Ultimate 2, Ultra 2, Android. And he says that the app is working pretty good. And that's a big step from where it's come from for the Android users. So I'm glad to hear that they got that working. That's good news. But across networks, like Twitter owns Periscope, I believe. So if you're following someone through Twitter, you have access to their Periscope in a sense. That type of networking builds community, because if I'm listening to someone and I like it and I want to share it with my followers, I can hit a button, boom. So can Audio Boom tap into some of this networking capabilities, other than me just sharing it by tweet or automatic? From the app, you can't set it up automatically. So a lot of people don't even get that ability, that capability, that, you know, I don't know if it's automatically. I think you have to go into your website and your account on Audio Boom and set up a Twitter client that you want it to be posted, boom, boom, boom. You want it to be posted to your Twitter account so your followers know you just did an Audio Boom. I do like how you can play it right from the Twitter application. So if you're following someone and they do a post and you're on Twitter and you tap on it, you can play it right from there without having to go into the app. So that's good. But, you know, it's a couple taps, and it seems like everything comes down to a couple taps. You know, but Periscope, when you get a notification, one tap, and it starts playing for you. So that's interesting. That's you know, one tap wonders, one tap success, I guess, too, because it gets popular. It's easy. It's not only people don't want to read a page of news, they just want a sound bite. They just want the sound bite. That's it. And then they believe they know and understand everything about it. And that's just like apps nowadays. If you have to tap three times, it's like, whoa, that's extenuous. That's a lot of, like, you know, that's, I got to drink my coffee too. That's a lot of work. It's a lot of work tapping three times. But it is. It's the way things are. It's the way things are going to be. And, you know, people want it smooth. So I would like to see Audio Boom improve on their notifications. It seems like it's iffy at best, and I would like to see, you know, notifications come in, tap once, and it starts goes to the play instead of going to the messages screen where you have to tap and then start play. I want it to go to the next page where it pops up and starts playing. That would be smooth. That would be smooth. So that's a suggestion, and I do contact them, Aaron Paul and company over there, and they do respond pretty well, especially for the VI, the B/VI, that's the blind/visually impaired community. They respond pretty dang good. I'm glad they're doing a good job with that and with the Android app. So, you know, where's everybody gone? It's a good question. It's a good question. I get busy and I keep on forgetting. I run the Blind Abilities channel and I try and keep that active and get content on there. And I do believe there's more listeners now than there are contributors. So the numbers, and yeah, I don't know what all the numbers really mean. Is it unique users? Is it one person sitting in Moscow? You know, listening to everything twice on three different devices, you know. Yeah, I don't know. You know, the breakdown of those numbers is interesting. But what I look at more is the change in the numbers on a day-to-day, week-to-week, month-to-month type of basis instead of trying to figure out what the numbers actually, the realities of those numbers are. I remember Phil Sorrow, I believe it was, did something on numbers and statistics and stuff. So I think it was Phil, Daily Gambler. So, yep, I'm going to start posting more. I don't know if people want to listen to me all the time, but I like talking, so some of us do. So, interesting. Thanks, Fireman Rich. That's FIREMANRICH on Audio Boom. Give him a follow. Great conversation, whether he's in his garage, on his deck, screened-in deck, or out and about. And hopefully more of us start to communicate on Audio Boom, and I'm going to write a letter to them and talk about the interconnectivity of networking and alerts, and maybe who else is using Audio Boom on Twitter. Can I have a button like that, like they do with Periscope? And who else, you know, this cross networking of networks, you know, I think that's what I'm going to go with, the crisscross networking. Anyways, y'all have a good day. It's a wonderful day here. It looks like sunshine. It looks good. Watered all the trees yesterday. Arborvitaes, 6 foot. They're now hitting 6 foot. Green emerald arborvitaes. Got 26 of them. I named them A, B, C, D, all the way to Z. So, depending on if I remember which end to start with. All right. Y'all have a good day. Until next time. Bye-bye.